Hello, Joe Dillon.
Hello.
How are you doing, Joe? You're very welcome to the Arts Show this evening, presenting myself, Rebecca and George. So, Haunted Spooktacular, you kicked off on Saturday night with your opening.
Yeah, we had a promotion night on Saturday night. We had a great night. It was our first night to get the actors trained in and ready to go for the rest of the night. And I don't think they needed any training in with the screams that we had.
How many people do you have as actors and performers for the Haunted Spooktacular?
About 80 to 100.
Oh my goodness me!
So we don't have any real gaps to within any areas with actors. You know, we try and keep it as intense as we can.
Okay, so you're out in it's Girls Garden, Fordstown in Kells County, Meath. Girlie, is it?
Yeah.
Is that another name of the area, Girlie?
Yeah, that'd be the road that we're on. That'd be the little road that we're on in Fordstown. It'd be directly in between towns, Kells and Appoy.
Right, so. And I'm sure it's very well signposted as well. And it's not for the faint-hearted, and it's not really for under-16s, or is it?
No, we don't really get any under-16s. The only under-16s that we have is ones that will be coming with their parents. That we deem it's a recommended age, but we don't really get children too much because it's just too scary. They're not able to finish it, and we get an awful lot of adults pulling out. Even this Saturday we had maybe 20 groups finish halfway around, and that was on the easier outdoor part.
They couldn't complete it, could they not? They're too scared?
Just too scared, yeah. They didn't realise that. They just didn't think that we could scare adults as much as we could.
Is there a certain route? Is there a certain route that people have to take, or can people go wherever they want to?
Yeah, it's a one-way system. So
okay.
The way it works is we've got 9 scare attractions, and they're all linked. So you come and you arrive, and you have to queue for a small time to get in, because we let people in groups of 3 to 5.
Do you scare people when they're in the queue?
Oh, you can hear all the screams when you're in the queue.
Any great stuff.
So you can hear all the screams and the chainsaws and the music, sound effects and everything. So it makes it very tough, actually, to. By the time you do get to go in, some people actually do pull the plug and they just don't go in at all.
And these are adults, yeah?
These are adults, yeah. They've wound themselves up so much before they've gone in that they just couldn't do it. They just couldn't pull the trigger and would take that first step to go in.
How long does it take to get around through all the attractions?
It takes about 45 minutes to an hour.
And at any stage, can you turn around and say, I can't do this, I'm scared, let me out?
We do have designated points where we have filtering people in case groups get clogged up, because sometimes people get too scared and they just stop.
Okay.
Then you'll have another group coming up behind them, and it can ruin it, so we stop. We stop groups throughout the attraction just to split them up in case they're bunching up, to make you feel as alone as possible.
Without giving too much of the game away, can you tell us a little bit about what happens, again, without ruining the element of surprise?
Yeah, well, there's loads of different, they're all different themed attractions. There's 9 different attractions that are themed. A couple of new ones this year we have is The Purge, so that will be themed off the film The Purge, where they have to go through a corn maze.
Oh, right.
Wow.
So that's quite a good one.
Because it's an actual farm, isn't it?
It's on, yeah. So this was a farm that we used to have years ago. We had a zoo in amongst it as well, and we used to do other attractions. We had a zoo here when we were kids, so.
Oh, do you know what? You should
have a lot.
For
we
next
have a lot
year.
Of infrastructure around.
Just an idea for next year. Bring the zoo back and put the two of them together, okay? And get the scariest animals you can think of. Just
we have enough animals in here. We just get paid to be an animal at Halloween.
Oh, fantastic.
And, I mean, you've won some awards. I went onto your website, and it's very interesting. It's www.hauntedspooktacular.com. I mean, tell me about some of the awards you've won.
Yeah, we've won some awards in the local area, in the Mead area, in the Leinster area. Shortlisted as well for a lot of marketing awards, and this year last year running, we came second in the Digital Marketing Awards to the Guinness Storehouse.
Great. That's very good,
which
isn't
it? Which was a big thing because our budget was, wouldn't have even been a tenth of their budget for an event campaign. So our marketing people are quite happy with us for the stats that we pull. We do get an awful lot of traction to our website, and we'd be watching it daily. And our demographic is really 25 to 40 year olds. That's the main people that are looking at our website.
That's interesting.
So we seen that on the first night. If people are on our Facebook page, we've uploaded the Scarecam pictures. It's a chance to get your picture taken when you're getting scared throughout the event, at a point that you won't know that you're taken. It gets a really good.
Yeah, no, it's just
a really good graph of the fear that the people are getting and the age of the crowd that we are getting.
Now, can you just ask Steve about the? I presume this all takes place at night when it's dark.
Yeah.
There's not maybe that much light in Kells. Is that you wouldn't have that much light pollution coming from? Right beside the motorway or a housing estate.
No, we're out in the countryside. So when people come down from the city and they come in and there's no street lights and they come in and the big barn, they don't like it.
That's what I was hoping.
The setting itself. Our horror farm is based on the setting itself being scary, so it's actually very workable for our actors. If we try and create the setting that has the fear in people that the old time kind of thing. We're not into too much of the new type of high tech scares. We're into the old school horror.
So it's immersive theatre as such. It's immersive theatre, isn't it? And site-specific theatre, which is very, very sort of trendy at the moment, and it's a way to experience things by sight, smell, taste, feel. And would you suggest that your guests dress up for the event, or
we don't. We suggest that they can wear nice clothes. We have really nice footpaths and stuff. You don't need wellies or anything now. Even though you're going through a farm, it's very clean. But we advise not to dress up in Halloween costume because that can actually put the actors off.
And you could get confused. Okay, that's a good tip.
But that would have been some of any complaints we've ever had over the years is people saying, "Oh, we shouldn't have dressed up." It's our own fault. The actors didn't realise.
Right. And if people want to book this, how do they go about doing it, Joe?
Go onto thehauntedspectacular.com and the Book Now button is pretty much there on the homepage. They can see all the different attractions that we have, see what would suit them. And it's a very good show. It's something you have to see before you believe it. Adults don't think that they're going to be scared. The men especially. The ladies are prepared for it. The ladies are the ones who buy the horror film knowing that they're not going to watch it. And they make the guys watch it. But it's the same here. We have all the ladies bringing the guys here.
Well, when you say people were kind of like complaining, I mean, what did they expect? If I wanted to go to this thing, and I'd love to go to it. I really must see if I can. I want to have the fear of Jesus put into me. I really do. I want to be scared witless. I want to be scared like I've never been scared before. I really do.
That's our main aim here. We really, you do have fun. You laugh, you scream, you curse, you bawl. You go through all the emotions. You'll sweat. You'd wish you never came. And
that's
then
the
when you come out, you come out and you're happy that you did it.
And I believe you have facilities there as well, like teas and coffees and refreshing food as well.
We have the only travelling Apache pizza van in Ireland and UK. They're here with us. That's a great asset to us.
That's good.
It's great for all the corporate groups that we get. We get an awful lot of corporate groups where companies come to see if our aim is, if you can get through Hauntsby Factor together, you should be able to work together.
How long does it take all in, Steve?
Once you arrive to leave, and should take about an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, that's a fair whack. That really is a fair whack. That's a lot. And
with the scare itself is about 45 minutes to an hour long, and between queuing to get in and then having a bit of food after, And there's a couple of different things, getting people to go and have a look at their picture. And we have a virtual reality thing as well when you finish. That's an optional.
And what happens if it rains?
Oh, no, if it rains, it's fine. We're mainly indoor, and even the outdoor part will be sheltered by the... Because of the zoo from years ago, we're using all the old pathways where there's trees either side and there's shelter. And
who designed it?
We've all designed it as a family over the years. It's just evolved from all the different stuff that we've done, and this year really is the best year where it's knitted together the best to set the 9 attractions in one go.
It must take weeks of preparation, does it, Joe, for yourself and Ben and everybody else?
It takes months and months and months between all of us. But it's a great thing because we've been doing it for 15 years now, and we've grown up with it. So we've evolved into what we think is easy change or a big thing, or something small. The public will see it as a big thing, you know, as a scare wise. Like we tend to think nothing's going to scare them anymore, but because we keep coming up with more and more and more spots and more different things. But the public love us, and we've got an awful lot of people to come every year, and we get an awful lot of people who come. And then they bring different people every year. We do have a lot of people who get too scared and don't come back again, but they really do sell it for us to other people.
Would it lose the effect, Steve, if you were to open it more often, maybe open it during the summer as well?
You think? The summer months is hard with some of the stuff that we do outside.
Okay.
With the daylight and stuff like that. And to do a haunted house, there is other haunted houses out there, and they can be good, but when they're too short, people come and they want more. Mm. When they do if they do a 15 minutes, they want more. You know, it's when you get. That's why we try and do the 9 attractions. We do the 9 attractions in one go because it keeps your adrenaline pumping the whole way around.
An hour and a half of adrenaline pumping, I can tell you. God knows what you'd be like.
You need to continue. If you wore one of the Fitbits to tell you your heart rate, it'd be through the roof, I think.
Mm.
And
you should come down. You'd enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I intend to, I really do. And you're sold out, the 29th is already sold out, the Tuesday the 29th, I believe.
Yeah, that's Thursday as well. There's a lot of, so we get the midweek days is for kind of all the people who work during the weekends and stuff come, and then we get an awful lot of nurses coming and stuff like that, and school teachers and coming before the weekend.
Did you say narcissists?
We get nurses.
Nurses, okay.
Yeah, we're getting an awful lot of group of ladies, and the companies are great with us.
You can be a narcissistic nurse, I suppose.
Yeah,
or a narcissistic nurse. Yeah.
Well, it sounds wonderful. It really does. Did you take any inspiration from any particular movies, or have you been to, say, Universal or anything, or is it a lot of it?
No, but we haven't been to Universal, but Universal have been to us.
Wow. That's something else, isn't it?
Because we are the first in Ireland, so we kind of find our attractions seem to be popping up very like ours everywhere else. But it's nice to be taught that way, to be copied a lot. But we, as the oldest attraction, it's we've gone to other attractions across in other countries really, and we find that a lot of them are very theatrical. We just kind of base ourselves on just scaring. We just really want to scare you.
Mm. And what plans have you got for next year? Have you got any plans to change it next year, make it even better?
Oh yeah, we change it every year. Oh, we change it every year. You're not going to go and watch the same show twice or the same horror film twice in a row. So it gets harder and harder to scare people each year.
Can people interact with you in any way on social media, Steve?
You can get to us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, all at Home Spook Tackler. We've got a huge following on Facebook.
So,
and the Facebook page is it called Haunted Spooktacular?
Haunted Spooktacular Grove Gardens.
Right. Okay. Well, it sounds haunting. It really does.
It's something that you feel like you've achieved something when you finish, and you get a lot of people. It's like a skydive. People doing a skydive. They don't want to do it, but when they get down, they want to do it again.
I would not want to do a skydive. I can tell you, I wouldn't even get in the plane in the first place. I wouldn't jump out of it.
No, I think that's the hardest part of getting on the plane.
Yeah, not to jump out of it, you know, maybe to land.
Well, Joe, Dylan, thank you ever so much for coming on Air to the Art Show to talk about Haunted Spooktacular. and yeah. it's running now. And so your next availability
we're open again this Saturday, this Friday and Saturday, the 18th and 19th, and okay. then we're back open again on Thursday the 24th, right up to Thursday the 31st, basically.
And is that your last night, Halloween night?
Halloween night, the last night.
And
yeah.
then you get to have a rest on All Saints Day, the 1st of November, huh?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's the first day of next year.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on air, and give a love to your brother Ben, and hopefully we'll meet you at some stage soon. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Right, so thanks a million. Thank you. Right, bye.